Okay, so Colonel Fortman is looking up now into the face of this beautiful woman, realizes he's in love, doesn't know what he's going to do about it, but in the meantime, you've got this knight here, Rutherford the Brave, who's basically half drowned, and they've got to get him back to where he comes from, so they decide to pile him up on top of the multi-beast and go for a little ride through the woods. So they pick the knight up. Okay, they pick the knight up, they put him on the back of the multi-beast, they put Colonel Forbin up there, and they put Teal up there, and they start to ride through the woods. So they're riding along through the woods, and it's getting darker and darker as they go deeper into the woods. And Teela starts to look down here at Colonel Forbin and explain the whole situation to him, telling him that Wilson, you know, came in, took over, took the book, enslaved all these people, and has turned their life into a living hell. So what's happened is this band of revolutionaries has sort of started to crop up, and they're in the woods. Turns out that Rutherford the Brave is in with the revolutionaries. He's sort of used to work in the army with Wilson, and now he's kind of a spy. Teela, of course, is one of the leaders of the revolution. She starts to tell him about this other guy who's really the head honcho here, Aaron Wolf. Now, as they ride through the woods, they get closer and closer, and eventually they come upon this little clearing, and they see sort of an encampment, tents set up all over the place, and camouflage and the whole deal. And in the middle of the clearing here is this guy, Aaron Wolf. And as they look, you know, hatred in his eyes, this evil guy, and he's standing there with his fist raised in anger, and he's singing this song here about Wilson here.
Still have fun now, listen. Whoa!